This is Hot Topics from the American Acne and Rosacea Society. Here's the industry news for April 17th, 2024. AARS thanks outgoing president Dr. Andrea Zangline and announces new board members. Dr. Andrea Zangline was recognized at the 17th annual AARS networking reception in San Diego last month as she concluded her term as AARS president. Incoming President Dr. Jim Del Rosso presented Dr. Zangline with a crystal gavel as a memento of her service to the society. In recognizing Dr. Zangline's work over the last 2 years, Dr. Del Rosso highlighted her efforts representing the AARS to the FDA last year as the agency considered modifications to iPledge. iPledge is the isotretinoin REMS program. The FDA has since ordered modifications to iPledge that are in line with the recommendations of the AARS and other professional organizations. These changes are expected to reduce burdens on prescribers and patients. Reflecting on her presidency, Dr. Zangline indicated that her work on iPledge is one of her proudest accomplishments. Dr. Zangline also emphasized the work that the AARS does to engage and mentor the young people within our departments. She says it's important to encourage and promote the next generation to care for our patients with acne, rosacea, and HS. The AARS election has now ended, and a new board of directors will join Dr. Del Rosso as incoming president. Dr. Jonathan Weiss is president-elect, Dr. Emmy Graber is treasurer, Dr. Valerie Callender is secretary. Directors on the board are Dr. Christopher Bunick, Dr. Patricia Farris, Dr. Cherie Fry, Dr. Adam Friedman, Dr. Lawrence Green, and Dr. Jeanette Kirai. The administrative and related needs of the society will continue to be fulfilled by Stacy Moore of Physician Resources, who serves as executive director. Dermworld spotlights AARS Secretary Dr. Valerie Callender. AARS leadership, past and present, was well represented from the podium at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Dermatology in San Diego in March. Among those presenting was Dr. Valerie Callender, who this month begins her term as Secretary of the AARS for the 2024-2025 term. Dermworld Meeting News spotlighted Dr. Callender and her session, Lasers and Energy Devices in the Treatment of Acne. I, like all dermatologists, know that these conditions affect quality of life, self-esteem, and confidence, Dr. Callender told Dermworld. So it's important that I address these concerns for my patients to make them feel good about themselves. Increasingly, technology has evolved to offer patients a reliable alternative or adjunct to traditional acne therapies. Device-based treatments may be of particular interest to patients concerned about the side effects of drug-based treatments or for whom such treatments have failed. Newer lasers, like the 650 microsecond 1064 nanometer ND-YAG and 1726 nanometer lasers, are safe for use in all skin tones and associated with a low risk for pigmentary alterations. Dr. Callender noted that pigmentary changes may result from acne itself, saying that about 90% of patients in her practice who have acne also have or develop post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, or PIH. Many patients with acne are more concerned with correcting the dark spots on their skin, she told Dermworld. It's important to not only address what we see, acne, but also the hyperpigmentation at the same time, because it's often the primary focus of the patient. Access the full article on the Dermworld website to read Dr. Callender's recommendations to prevent or reduce the effects of PIH with lasers. Dr. Callender is founder and medical director of Callender Dermatology and Cosmetic Center in Glendale, Maryland. She previously served as treasurer of the AARS. Register now for free to attend the 11th annual AARS Scientific Luncheon Symposium. Learn about some of the latest important research in acne, rosacea, and HS while interacting with several of the brightest young minds in the field and AARS leadership. Plan to join us on Wednesday, May 15th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the 11th annual AARS Scientific Symposium at the 81st Annual Meeting of the Society for Investigative Dermatology at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas, Texas. Chaired by Dr. Lawrence Eichenfield, this symposium will be complimentary with lunch included. However, space is limited, so we encourage you to register now to reserve your spot. Check our website for details. AARS call for grant applications. The AARS mission is to promote, support, develop, and provide an educational forum for the exchange of information related to acne, HS, and rosacea, and to fund clinical research opportunities for dermatology professionals who strive to improve the care of patients who suffer from acne, HS, and rosacea. The deadline to submit applications is Friday, May 31st, 2024. Available opportunities include the AARS Clinical Research Award. The AARS is proud to offer $10,000 research grants to advance clinical science while nurturing new and experienced investigators in the fields of acne and rosacea. Dermatology residents, research fellows, and recent graduates are encouraged to apply for clinical research grants. Please refer to the application for eligibility and application requirements. AARS Research Scholar Award. The AARS is excited to invite investigators working at the level of instructor through associate professor in the field of acne or rosacea to apply for the $75,000 Research Scholar Award. The individual selected for the award must have a strong career goal within the field of dermatology generally and be dedicated to furthering knowledge concerning acne, HS, or rosacea specifically. Please refer to the application for eligibility and application requirements. Applications and more information are available at acneandrosacea.org/grant-opportunities. Visit acneandrosacea.org to read more from this edition of Hot Topics, including a roundup of the latest scientific research. Among the publications covered is a systematic review and network meta-analysis of treatments for moderate to severe acne vulgaris, and a randomized, assessor-blinded study of oral isotretinoin with and without desloratadine in the treatment of moderate to severe acne. Thank you for listening.